Blog Talk Radio.
The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up, seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved. What manner of person ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for an hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we are according to his promises, look for a new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. 2 Peter 3:10-13. Good afternoon, everyone. It is 2 p.m. in the Miamisburg, Ohio area, January 29th, 2019, Tuesday, and it's time for your favorite radio program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. We all hope everyone is having a good afternoon and thanking the Lord for giving all of us another blessed day. We are so glad to bring you this program at this time. We hope that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was Solomon who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." We hear from Chatting from the Word hope that you allow God's Word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we hear from Chatting from the Word are very delighted to chat with you today from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanking the Lord for another day. I do. What about you? Because to think about it, on yesterday, this day was not even promised. Have mercy. I don't know about you, my friend, but I'm pumped up. What about you? I'm pumped up. I'm happy to be with you again and to bring Chatting from the Word to the airwaves so that you may hear the beautiful music at this time from God's singers and hear a portion of God from God's word of how we can live and put a snap in our Christian walk. All right. You know, here in Miamisburg, Ohio, we've been having some cold weather. And this morning I just had to drink me a cup of coffee and just sit a spell and just stay cozy. And if it's cold where you are, and if you're finding yourself all stuck inside because of the climate weather we're having. Won't you just sit a spell, go get you a cup of coffee, or maybe a cup of hot steaming chocolate, and just sit a spell, or stretch out in your favorite comfortable chair, or just go ahead on and stretch out if you're at home, okay? And get ready to listen to the nice voice of Brother Oscar for a little while. Is it all right with you if I come to your home and let's just chat about the Word of God this afternoon? You know, once you think about it, I guess you could be looking at everything and anything else. You can be cutting on the news and look at the bad news and seeing what the government is doing. Or you can turn on your favorite movies, which probably you've probably been watching a dozen of times. A grand time to just listen for a little time to good singing and the Word of God to help us to live most closely to the Lord. Brother Oscar, believe it is. I mean, we all need the help of each other to keep on keeping on for the Lord. Knowing, basically, to be honest with you, knowing that the world itself does not cater to us that are truly Christians, to us that are truly living for the Lord. And today's lesson is going to be on Be Ye Transformed. Because the world today is not basically set up for us as Christians anymore like it was during Adam and Eve time before the unforbidden tree that God told them not to, which enter in the good and evil. And sometimes in the world, I don't know about you, but sometimes it seems like it's more evil than good at times. Well, Oscar just talking, but. And I guess it is the way you may live your life or who you may center yourself around, or the kind of lifestyle you have that may you may see more evil than good, I guess. That's Brother Oscar's thought on it, and you might have a different take on it, but if you center yourself around all the goodness of God, and if you love God, you have a grand day. It's just like on yesterday, we were talking about the peace of God. I got peace during the storms. God did when his disciples were crossing and trying to get to the other side, told them peace till the storms and the waves, peace be still, and the waves and the rain and the storms obeyed his voice. That's the kind of Lord we serve, my friend. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. That's the kind of Lord that we serve. The fact that if you too have faith in you, he can calm your storms, or your storms in your life. All right, we're gonna play our first selection for the day, okay? Hold on for a little while we get it for you, okay? And like I said, I am so glad to be coming on today at this time. And so glad, I'm happy. I don't know about you, but when I come on every day at 2, Monday through Fridays, I am so delighted to chat with you from this program, and I hope you feel the same, that you are happy to talk with your brother here. Okay, we have our first selection. Hold on. I don't know what happened here. Okay, enjoy.
Thank you.
My Trial. And that was Greg Owens and Dwayne. You know, when you're in Christ Jesus and you're going through your trials, and as we just said, he can say, peace be still. And he can calm problems. He can calm the waves. He can calm the seas of troubles that is in your life today. Like I said, I am so pumped up to come on today at 2 now. We on every day at 2, Monday through Fridays, chatting from the Word, hosted by Brother Oscar. And we hope that once we broadcast it and you're listening, that your Christians won't get a certain stop to I believe that's what Brother Oscar's trying to say. To try and get a snap into your day. All right. Like I said, if you want to call in, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in to the show and talk with your host here, the number is 657-383-0883. We hope you call in, because when we get to our prayer time, have a prayer request, you can call them in then. But if you just want to listen to the show, you're welcome to do that too. Or if you want to talk with your host here, you can also do that regardless what is on your mind. If you want to talk with Brother Oscar, if you have something that you need to overcome, I just want to talk with somebody, that's fine. But keep it on the Christian side of things, you know, because this is a Christian show. So call in. As I said, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. I'll tell you what, we could do something better than that. Now, if you're listening after we broadcast it today, won't you write the number down and put it somewhere where you know you can see it? And at 2 o'clock, when your clock says 2 o'clock, you can be ready to call in and talk with your brother Oscar if you have anything on your mind. And if you have if you disagree with anything Brother Oscar been teaching on, that's the time to really say something about it if you so desire. Now, don't get upset at the thing Brother Oscar is teaching on. You never confronted him about the things that he's teaching on. Don't get mad and stop listening to Brother Oscar or stop watching our show through YouTube because you're upset. Because I truly believe we are here to help one another to get to heaven. I believe that. Now, if I'm wrong, prove Brother Oscar wrong, okay? But I truly believe that once you are in the body of Christ, we are here, we are put in the body of Christ together to help one another. Though most of us, we may not want the help of each other. We think, I don't need your help, I got it already. And you know what? That is the selfish way of looking at things. Because the Word of God calls us to be humble, calls us to have humility, like we were talking about the other day, is being humble and having humility. And the reason why most of us don't want to grow strong, well, can't grow strong is because we don't know what humility or being humble is all about. But Brother Oscar, believe we are put here to help one another. And sometimes it will cause us to be humble, doesn't it? To listen to one another, to listen to things. All right. Before we go off into our prayer, we want to play another selection for you. And I think I'm glad I know you by the Committed Acapella Chorus. Hold on, we have it for you momentarily. And here we are. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Amen and amen. Committed a cappella chorus. I'm glad I know you as you gave your life. Talking about Jesus Christ. Don't you know my Lord gave his life on the cross so that you and I may have salvation? But the beautiful part about it, though he died on the cross, and he said, it is finished. The beautiful part about it, early that Sunday morning, being the first day of the week, he rose from the borrowed tomb, never to die anymore. And he, on the right side hand on the throne of God with the Father, pleading out cases, the mercy of our Lord. Thank you, Father, for sending Jesus down on this earth to have mercy on us all. Thank you, Father. Thank you. It's time for prayer. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for at this time, the time to call in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. If you have a prayer request that you want Brother Oscar to pray for, the time to call it in is now. The number is 657-383-0883. The Apostle James, the brother of Christ, said in James 5 and verse 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Oh, my friend, don't you know we supposed to pray for one another? Not only just pray for one another, but we supposed to confess our faults to one another. Not so much telling one know what's going on, but let people know we need help and to pray for us and to pray for our weaknesses, because we all, as Christians, at times, we all get weak. None of us are perfect, because it's through Jesus and in Jesus that we are perfect. You understand what Brother Oscar said? So, if you need prayer at this time to help you to overcome some problems that you're going through, we are here to pray for you. For James said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And if you want to call in your prayer request, as I said, the number is 657-383-0883. All righty, we have no prayer requests, but let us go to prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, Father, we thank you so much for this day. Father, we thank you for all your wonderful, wonderful benefits that we are as your children enjoy daily, 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 Father. And Father, we thank you for your son Jesus for dying on the cross for us so that we may have salvation. Oh, Father, we pray for this government in which we live under. Father, we pray that they may get along so that they may do what's right for its people. Because sometimes, Father, when the government ain't right, the world ain't right, sometimes we as Christians, we just need to pray to you, Father, And so, Father, we ask that you be with the president, be with the those in the higher power, higher authority, Father, so that we may lead a peaceable and quiet life, Father. Oh, Father, we come praying for our listeners at this time. Be with each one. Help us, Father, to dig deep in your word, to allow your word to encourage us to live more for you. Allow your word to put a snap in our Christian walk. Father, help us through your word to walk as you direct us to walk. And Father, we want to pray for those that are going through some storms. Pray for those that are going through some sickness or financial difficulties, problems with their families, problems with their children, problems with their mate, problems with their parents, problems on the job, problems at school, problems. Father, we ask that you have mercy on all of us, because Father, we need your mercy, we need your love, we need your care, Father, we need you, Father, to be with us, guide us, and strengthen us. Oh, Father, we pray that you be our program, Chatting from the Word. Help us to keep it on the air. Help us to bring Chatting from the Word Mondays through Fridays at 2, Father. Help us with the lesson that we have on our minds. We hope that it will enter into attentive ears so that we all may grow thereby. In Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. We want to thank you for praying with us and joining us in that prayer. We hope that we have said something to help you to live a better and consecrated life for Jesus Christ. Okay. As you've been listening to me for quite some time, you know I've been saying for quite some time that we need sponsorship here at Chatting from the Word. And I truly believe if we have a sponsorship, we can get the things that our program needs so that we may come on in a more better way, our sound. We can get some equipment in so that we can play the music where you can hear it more loudly, more compact, if Brother Oscar making sense here. And we're looking for sponsors to help us here to bring Chatting from the Word more out there to the airways so others may hear the gospel of Jesus Christ and obey the gospel. You know, my friend, with technology as it is today, we can reach more people than we did 40, 50, maybe 60 years ago with the gospel of Jesus Christ. I know many of you may say, well, Brother Oscar, we don't need technology. But think about it. With technology today, used the right way in the right hands. Think about it. The effect that we can have the gospel of Jesus Christ, don't you know we can fill the church today with members every Sunday because of the technology of today with men like myself and others are willing to beckle out the gospel of Jesus Christ Monday through Friday, so when Sunday comes, your members will be encouraged to come and to hear a portion of the word of God being preached and being taught. Oh, yeah, you're right. Brother Oscar's on his soapbox about sponsorship. Sponsor us here. We don't ask for that much. If you want to sponsor us individually, you can do that. $1, $2, $3, $4, $5 a month will be sufficed. And if you want to give a one-time donation, you're welcome to do that also. And for you churches, help us out here. If any members of your congregation have been encouraged to live more for Christ, help us out. If anyone can be coming to your congregation because of this program, help us out on the monthly basis. Put us in your budget for 2019. And we on, if you wonder how to do that, we have an account on PayPal. You can put monies in there if you want to know how to do that. And if you're having problems putting money in my account on PayPal, just get in contact with me. I'm always on Facebook. Inbox me. I'm always on Facebook. Or you can send me an email to OscarYork3443. All right. Or you can send a line to our webpage, OscarYorkPublishing.com. But while you're there at my webpage, we do have a bookstore on our webpage. I have authored two books, A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control with Self for 2150, and Bridges of Friendships, which also sells for 2150. And if you want to buy both books, both books sell for $43. Now, a lot of you all have visited my webpage. You have not bought a book, most of you. And if you go back to our webpage, buy your book and read. You know, Brother Oscar Monta, when you read, you get knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. And of course, when you buy books from Oscar Publishing, the proceeds will go towards chatting. From the word, bro, y'all got a little tongue tied there. Chatting from the word. And of course, lately I've been making an announcement that, brothers, if you want to host a show with Brother Oscar here, let me know. I got a couple of brothers I have on mind that I want to ask. I just haven't asked yet. I don't know why, but if you want to co-host with Brother Oscar, send me a line or two. Or, and this is something I've been thinking about lately, and if you have written a book and if you want your book to be spotlighted here on Chatting from the Word, give me, let me know. Inbox me on Facebook, send me an email, or go to my webpage and send me a line or two. If you have written a book and you want to spotlight it on the show, we can do that, and we will give you an interview on the show. But you need to get in contact with Brother Oscar. I can't read your mind. And if you have a birthday coming up and if you want your birthday to be announced on Chatting from the Word, we will do that also. And if churches, if you have an event that's coming up at your congregation, and if you want Brother Oscar to mention it on the air here at Chatting from the Word, we will be happy to do that also. Well, we're going to play another selection for you before our lesson, and we want you to hold on for a little while, and we will be with you with another break. Another Great. So, okay. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. That was redeemed. My soul had been anchored in the Lord. Oh, my friend, if you truly a child of God, and if your soul is truly anchored in the Lord, you're going to have a peace that passes all understanding. If your soul is truly anchored in the Lord, I was redeemed. I love that song because it encourages me. Even with the problems that I'm having, it let me know, since I'm in Christ Jesus, and anchored strongly in Christ Jesus, and I'm a child of the King, let me know everything is going to be all right as long as I continue on trusting and being obedient to Him. All right, listen today. Be ye transformed. Taken from Romans 12, 1 through 2. And here the Apostle Paul says, I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. First of all, Apostle Paul, I got a tongue tied there, but here the Apostle Paul is saying to the Romans church, I beseech you. And when you look at the word beseech, Paul is saying, I'm pleading with you. I am begging you by the mercies of God. Oh, my friend, when somebody is begging you in the mercies of God to do something, Paul was serious here. Paul meant what he said. And Paul said, by the mercy of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. What does that mean? My friend, a living sacrifice. How do one present their bodies a living sacrifice? Now, we recognize when someone give a dead sacrifice, because they give their body, kill the body, and them say a dead sacrifice, but a living sacrifice. And words, as you live for the Lord, dedicate your life in obedience to Jesus Christ. Now, don't forget that, my friend. A living sacrifice just simply means that you are going to live at an obedient life in Jesus Christ. I know that is so opposite from some people, the way they live their life. They want, as we were saying the other day, they want to live their life one foot in the church and one foot in the world. And Jesus said, you're lukewarm. I won't have nothing to do with you if you are lukewarm. But what I desire from you, through Paul, he says, to be a living sacrifice. But most of us, we want to live for the world. We want to do everything that the world does. And then we want to call ourselves Christians. And most of us, we don't get it together until we are going to church on Sundays, don't we? And we want to show brother and sister at the church, or the minister, or the elders and deacon at the church, I am this nice person. I live for the Lord. When during the week, you playing the same kind of music, smoking the same kind of cigarette, drinking the same kind of stuff, using the same kind of words that the world do. Oh, my friend, that's not being a living sacrifice. And here Paul said, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. Now, that word holy means to set apart. That we're holding means to be different. And most of us, you look on Facebook, you can't tell us no different from everybody else. We walk in the same walk the world does. We talk in the same talk the world does. Loving the same things the world does. And now I got the question, are you living a holy life? Are you different from what the world is? Or are you the acceptable unto God, which is what? Your reasonable service. Well, Paul is saying that is what you're supposed to do. That is what you're supposed to be. That is what we are all about. It's about being holy when we first come in Jesus Christ. Because Paul says over there too, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, Paul said, we are a what? A new creature in Jesus Christ. In other words, if you have not changed, if you was in the body of Christ, and if you were baptized in the body of Christ, and if you have not changed, you know what? You have never accepted Christ Jesus. You just were baptized wet and got soaked. If I can put it like that. And I recognize, now Brother Oscar recognized that none of us are perfect. But we as Christians, what we should be doing is striving for the perfection. And I think most of us, we forget that point of striving for that perfection because we are mingling ourselves with everything else. And when we do fall, we always say, well, I'm just human, brother. I couldn't help myself. But if you surround yourself with positive people, with positive things, with a good thing every day and talk with the Lord and allow the Lord to talk back with you and listening to a program like Chatting from the Word, don't you know it would not be hard for you to live that holy life? Don't you know it would not be hard for you to live for Christ, which is what Paul says, your reasonable service? We ain't doing nothing. See, some of us think we're doing something. To live for God, my friend, is our reasonable service. We're going to end it here. We hope that we have said enough to make you think and want to live more for the Lord. And you all who's not in the body of Christ, we hope and pray that you become a part of the body of Christ. And the way you get in there, you must hear, you must believe, you must repent of all your past sins, you must confess Jesus, and then you must be baptized in the watery grave of baptism. Do me a favor. If you're not in the body of Christ, can't say you never heard of it, because I'm telling you about it now. Call your local Church of Christ. Tell them you want to be baptized. Tell them you heard a message of Chatting from the Word from Brother Oscar, and it has had a great effect on you, and you want to be saved before it's too late. All right, do that before it's too late, okay? Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, and I'll be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the bountiful blessings that you bestowed upon us. We thank you for this show, Father. We hope and pray that our lesson has been effective to those that hear it, that heard it. Pray for our listeners. We pray that all have a wonderful, wonderful day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And as always, it was nice chatting with you today. From the Word of God. Goodbye, and we see you all. Not see you, but you will hear me again tomorrow at the same time, same station. Bye-bye. Enjoy.